Part 1. Listening. How do British people recognize a Russian speaker of English? Listen to a dialogue between a Russian student and a British teacher and find out. Then complete the sentences by using a word from the text. Mind your spelling. You will hear the text twice. Now you have 10 seconds to read the sentences. Now we are ready to start.
Is there such a thing as Russian English?
Yes, of course there is. Even excellent Russian speakers of English are subtly influenced by Russian in the way they present ideas or the way they conduct conversations when they talk to native speakers of English.
How? What are the differences?
Well, first there are lexical items that are particularly Russian. These are expressions that creep into your English that are somehow created between your Russian and the English you learn. For instance, in your society, you have home tasks set by your teacher instead of homework. And when you meet with your friends, don't you call yourselves the company? And who hasn't struggled with learning the complex object? English teachers don't know what a complex object is. Then there are the more obvious difficulties that come from grammar. For example, you speak English, but you never use the or a correctly 100% of the time, so you guess.
So, we have our own vocabulary and we have Russian grammar.
There are other things. For instance, when you talk to people, you act differently from English people too. You wait until someone finishes speaking and don't normally interrupt them. English people can seem rude in the way they interrupt each other. They may also seem impolite when they begin talking. When you begin talking, and each time you want to emphasize a point, you say the other person's name.
Now you have 20 seconds to fulfill the task. Now listen to the text again.
Is there such a thing as Russian English?
Yes, of course there is. Even excellent Russian speakers of English are subtly influenced by Russian in the way they present ideas or the way they conduct conversations when they talk to native speakers of English.
How? What are the differences?
Well, first there are lexical items that are particularly Russian. These are expressions that creep into your English that are somehow created between your Russian and the English you learn. For instance, in your society, you have home tasks set by your teacher instead of homework. And when you meet with your friends, don't you call yourselves the company? And who hasn't struggled with learning the complex object? English teachers don't know what a complex object is. Then there are the more obvious difficulties that come from grammar. For example, you speak English, but you never use the or a correctly 100% of the time, so you guess.
So, we have our own vocabulary and we have Russian grammar.
There are other things. For instance, when you talk to people, you act differently from English people too. You wait until someone finishes speaking and don't normally interrupt them. English people can seem rude in the way they interrupt each other. They may also seem impolite when they begin talking. When you begin talking, and each time you want to emphasize a point, you say the other person's name.
You have 10 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of part 1.